This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I think our board operator might have the wrong, I think the wrong logs are pulled up. That's some heavy music, though. Lock and Load. This is not Lock and Load. I guess that's another show on the network that we're on. I don't know. Hopefully other things are not broken at our network studios and somebody just opened up the wrong set of logs. We'll try to figure that out here as time goes on. You are actually listening to Free Talk Live, and it is an open phones panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint, and we'll have all of our panelists in here in a moment, but right now it's me, Ian.
Silver Dave.
Yeah, and Johnson is expected to arrive here shortly. On the way here tonight, I know Johnson had a story about a guy who's being prosecuted over the length of, I think it's the length of the grass in his lawn. And so we can get into that. But also, Dave, you're here, and you're former military, Special Forces, is that right?
That's right, Ian.
And so you've had a little bit of experience being over in places like Afghanistan, and you've seen a few things.
That's
here
right.
And there, including some things that might have to do with drug manufacturing in
That's right.
Afghanistan. You had brought in an article previously on another Tuesday night episode that you were on, which was from like back in 2012, and it was a photograph of this guy in fatigues with a stick, and he was purportedly eradicating, I think it was opium poppies or something
That's
like
right.
that.
That's right. That stick represents about $100 trillion in technology and research and development.
Right. So we laughed about it because it's absurd on its face, but that is, it was like a real story from, I think it was like military.com or something like that.
Yeah, usmil.com.
Yeah, some kind of army-related, I don't know if it was an official arm of the U.S. military, but at the very least it was, it seemed sanctioned by them to some extent.
That's one of their official, usarmy.mil is like the official non-classified sort of public relations news site.
For that, the public to consume, I
see. That the Army
propaganda.
Uses.
It's just straight propaganda.
Yeah. And that really, to me, that really just goes to show how they don't really want to stop the drugs when they highlight, take a look at our efforts to stop the drugs, and they show one guy with a stick hitting plants in a giant field that's like 50 miles wide, and it's one guy.
Yeah, and it felt like it should have been something that you saw in The Onion, one of these satire publications online, just because it was so just on its face ridiculous and laughable. But it's not a joke, right? Like, this is a real thing where you've done a lot of digging here. I don't know if it was today or when you did it, but you came in with a stack of show prep here related to this whole discussion about the U.S. military, maybe other government agencies such as the CIA and others that have long been accused of being involved in drug distribution. So what you've uncovered here is yet another possible example of this.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, just to kind of open that a little more, the drug war is a lot of the reason why I'm no longer in the military. You know, I had a few different experiences that led me to believe that I don't trust what's really going on. And one of them was, you know, I spent this time in Afghanistan where almost every objective that we would go to is a giant field of poppy plants. And we're going from this place to the next place, and it's always giant fields of poppy plants. And so I bring up the question, why are we not torching these fields or burning down these manufacturing plants? And, of course, they would tell us, no, we can't do that because we don't want to hurt the local economy.
as though blowing up buildings isn't hurting the local economy.
Right, of course. And so before I even start talking about the death count of civilian casualties over there, which I have also printed out, which I think really might disturb you if you feel like you're being represented by these wars. I mean, I don't want that, but you know, maybe that's what you want to spend your tax money on, if you want to spend tax money at all. But anyway, so I didn't really believe that they want to stop the drugs, because they say, well, there's a war on drugs. Meanwhile, there's 70 different countries worth of military forces. I'm talking about, you know, the French, Chile, Italy, Germany, United States. Every country's got some piece of this action, mostly probably because they can get a lot of weapon contracts and defense contracts that they get to spend a lot of money on.
I have a question for you.
Johnson joining us. Hello.
I brought up a kind of a conspiracy before, because you mentioned this in a past show where we were on together, and I had mentioned kind of the conspiratorial idea that, well, they don't want to burn it because it's their poppies. Essentially,
you think they're funding the plantings?
I think that they're growing and selling, and they're responsible in part for distribution.
Who's they?
They,
the CIA?
The CIA, some branch of the government. They've been busted for doing it in the past.
And, well, so it's funny you mention that, because as we get deeper into the meat and potatoes of some of this stuff that I've uncovered, we're going to ask for your help out there, folks, because there is some things we're really looking to try to find out. Some missing people, including a gentleman from the CIA who was writing a book about this to expose the CIA and miraculously got charged with child pornography.
But we couldn't find his case.
And then went to prison. Meanwhile, his case is not on file with the records, even though there's a bunch of articles talking about him. It's almost like this guy disappeared. But before we get as far as that, his claim is the CIA has been responsible for trafficking drugs for 60-plus years. Now, whether
I don't think he's the first person to claim that.
And he's not the first person. Now, my claim is not to say that I know all the people that are behind the different pieces of it, but, also when we get deeper into this, you know, I intend to show that according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control, that the deaths from heroin overdose have quadrupled from 2001 to 2013. And that's awfully convenient, because 2001 is when the United States invaded Afghanistan. And so that's awfully interesting. They take control of it, and that's when the production would go up. And I've also read articles that say the Taliban was against so much poppy and heroin production, and that's why they had to be eliminated, because certain crime families, like possibly the Bush crime family and other potentially, I'm not saying I know that they're behind it, but I think it's very possible that, you know, these guys, they wanted more, you know, the classic. But before we go as far as that,
It's hard to know where to start with all this.
It's kind of funny, because there is an FTL promo, like a network promo for like advertising Free Talk Live on a syndicate to say, you know, here's what Free Talk Live's about, you know, and listen to this. And there's one of the promos is a caller calling in about, I think is somebody named Jim Webb or something like
that. Yeah, I remember that call.
Yeah.
This is an old promo.
You're like, who the hell is that? We don't know who this guy is. You know, why do we care? Okay, you know, he's been murdered or whatever, or he died. And I had, after that, looked up who that guy was. And it was like the San Jose Mercury News. Well, he had written a book on the CIA being responsible for selling crack and cocaine.
Right. Yeah, and they really did kill this guy, apparently. That's actually the one of the only promos I think I've ever pulled off the air, just because we were so wrong in making that promo and doing that to that guy.
But that happened like so long ago.
That was back in the local days, I think. Right. Or at the very least, like the first year of syndication. It was definitely Florida. We were in Florida at the time.
Yeah, so that's a long time ago.
No, not Tim Webb. Shoot, I forget who it was. There's probably people shouting his name at the radio
San
right
Jose
now.
San Jose Mercury News, he was a writer for that, and then he also wrote a book, apparently.
There's somebody in the chat room whose name I'm not going to say on the air is posting photographs of troops standing guard in poppy fields.
Yeah, so I'm glad you just said that.
That's
so,
by the way, discord.lrn.fm if you want to see that.
If you're not sure if it's real, you could just Google. And I don't have to show you pictures that might exist off the internet, but on the internet, there are tons of pictures. They're just all over. how come there are all these pictures of poppies in Afghanistan? There's all these soldiers in Afghanistan, but it's not being stopped. It makes me wonder. Maybe there's some kind of tyrannical situation going on.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, the guy who might lose his home because he didn't cut his grass in Florida, of course, on the way. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Maybe you want to comment on the allegations surrounding the CIA or other government agencies. and their level of either protection of the opium trade in Afghanistan or the actual involvement with, beyond just, you know, keeping them safe and not burning the fields down or whatever, watching over them, as we saw some of the photos being posted on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to comment on that, you're welcome to. Silver Dave's been doing a lot of digging, and he's got some info to share, so we can get into that. But again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I do want you to know about how to get 20% off one of the most interesting, useful, and sort of counterintuitive-seeming dental products out there. It's My Magic Mud, and it is a black tooth powder, which is the counterintuitive part, the idea that putting a black powder on your teeth is
or anything called mud.
Yeah, it's going to help you, but it does, actually. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. It's a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay, and you can grab it at health food stores these days. We've known these folks since they were just getting started in their home several years back in the Austin, Texas area. Now they've got a factory, and they're employing a bunch of people. And their product, My Magic Mud, is available in places like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. You know, when you made it to Walmart, you've made it. So that's a pretty big deal. But you can get 20% off of your My Magic Mud and their other associated products, like mouthwash and toothpaste, over at MyMagicMud.com. These are natural products. MyMagicMud.com. Code FTL20 to get you that 20% off at MyMagicMud.com. As we continue here, on the way, the man who may be losing his home because he didn't cut his grass to the bureaucrat's liking in Florida. Johnson's got that story.
Florida in the grass. They've just been doing this for a very long time. But
this is the latest iteration of it.
This particular city is worse.
We'll get into it on the way. But Silver Dave, you've got a stack of information there. And it's just like I said earlier, it's hard to know where you start in this kind of, you know, nebulous morass of information that's sort of hard to really get even a hold of. Because as you were learning, as you were trying to research this guy who said he was a CIA agent who was coming out and, like, writing a book about his experience with the CIA and their involvement in the war on drugs and or protecting or actually importing drugs. But we haven't gotten to read the book yet, Dave, have we?
No. In fact, I can't find the book or anything from this guy anymore since 2017. It's like he's disappeared, and so is his book. And actually, you know, before I just get into who this guy is and how I even found out about him, just one more tidbit. If you didn't catch what we said before, just to, you know, read you on, you know, bring you on target. If the U.S. military or the United States government wanted to stop the heroin in 1 hour, they could stop it. They have fixed wing aircraft, rotary wing aircraft, Spectre drones, Spectre gunships, excuse me, and Predator drones. They have so much stuff, they could shut it down. They don't need a guy with a stick to hit down the plants. They could shut it down very easily. They obviously don't want to. Anyway, okay. So
this guy's name is John Abbotsford.
Yeah. So here we go.
John F. Abbotsford. And so how did you find out about him in the first place?
So I found out about him because a friend of mine posted on a Facebook page just yesterday morning.
Jay, you mean?
Jay Noon, that's right.
One of our co-hosts.
He's a co-host, and he's also a heck of a guy, but so Jay Noon posts this thing and says, Dave, you should talk about this for on Free Talk Live. And it says, you know, the news article says, record-breaking production year of opium in U.S.-occupied Afghanistan.
And this is from a few years ago.
But that article is, yeah, it's a few years old. But so I read the article, and I start looking at statistics, and then I come across this article. And it's from We Are Change did one, and also Night Into Light. Here's the headlines here. Retired CIA agent. We run the Afghan opium trade. Cheyenne, WY, what is that? Wyoming?
Yeah.
A retired CIA agent recently convicted of possession of child pornography accuses the United States government of trying to frame him as he is about to release a book that will blow the lid off of the CIA's drug smuggling operations in Afghanistan, reveals the Cheyenne Herald this morning. John F. Abbotsford, a 38-year-old Afghan war veteran that has also served his country as a CIA analyst, has recently been convicted of possession of child pornography. Accusations, he claims, have been made up by the United States government to stop the publication of his upcoming book, The CIA in Afghanistan, 30 Years of Drug Smuggling. This is a desperate attempt by the U.S. government to shut me up, he said in court. If I'm going to face jail time, I want the truth to be known before they get rid of me in prison, he told the judge. I'm not scared of their threats. Whatever happens, I will never shut up, he cried out in the courtroom. Well, what's interesting...
Now, what's the source of this?
So this one is Night Into the Light.
Mm-hmm. And are they citing a source? Because there's... I found a...
WorldNewsDailyReport.com.
Yeah, okay, this may be satire. So, according to r/conspiracy, this particular site, World News Daily Report, is a satire site. That this may not have been a real story.
Well, I just see that underneath a picture that's sort of covered up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Well, there's... And I actually, here's another article that said it's not satire, but they put up an article that said it was satire, which this, almost makes
me
think.
World News Daily Report assumes all responsibility for the satirical nature of its articles and for the fictional nature of their content. So that explains why we couldn't find this guy on a Pacer website. So basically, this was a fake story. Fake news. That's not to say it's untrue, right? Like, all good satire has a kernel of truth in it, right? It makes it believable because we've heard so much about the CIA and the drugs in Afghanistan. And I'm not saying that it's fake that, you know, they're involved.
Weird. There's, like, satire, you would think, and I'm looking at the story here from the World News Daily Report as reposted on adam.curry.com.
Yeah, because the story that was linked on the r/conspiracy isn't even there. It's a 404 on their, on their website.
So I found it on Adam Curry's website, and it's not very satirical. So I don't, you know, like...
No, that's why it's plausible.
Yeah,
right?
it's plausible that I don't see, like, even a hint of comedy in it. It's not like The Onion or something like that where you could go, that's worth a chuckle. Like, there's nothing funny
in that sounds
story.
To me like another article that sort of is used to cover up this original article and maybe disguise it as satire. Because here's this, right, from another group. This is CLG... LegitGov.org news, or CLG News, LegitGov.org, your source for deep state truth, breaking news and commentary. And it says, retired CIA agent, we run the Afghan opium trade. And it says, important redaction update on this, quote, fictional story, the headline and summary below.
Something so they already knew it was fake.
Guys are saying below, it's not fake. And I'll read it in a minute.
All right. 855-450-FREE. So far, this is sounding like it is not a real story. But if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. However, again, you know, it's plausible. And there's even another story on the World Daily Report here thing, which we'll share as well. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell weighs in on the latest arrest of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and the role current Labor Secretary Alex Acosta played in a plea deal back in 2007.
There's no question that the accusations against Epstein are horrendous. As to Secretary Acosta's continued service, he serves at the pleasure of the president. and I'm inclined to defer to the president to make that decision.
Navy Admiral Craig Faller, commander of the U.S. Southern Command, testified in front of a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing on Tuesday, where he said the drug crisis is a serious security problem.
The drug crisis is a national security crisis center, and it's that easy to get drugs in and the other illicit commodities that can come along with the same networks. It's a significant focus of ours.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're at discord.lrn.fm. Maybe you want to comment on the CIA's involvement or alleged involvement in dealing drugs, transporting drugs, protecting the dealing and transporting of drugs. Well, the first story that... I just
found something out that's really cool.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know, we were talking... I brought up that Gary Webb promo.
Gary Webb.
About the guy from Mercury News who talked about the, you know, the drug running, the CIA kind of protecting.
And he ended up with a bullet hole in the back of his head.
Yeah, essentially. Suicide. Suicide by, you know, a couple of shots to the head. There is a movie with Jeremy Renner. I believe that's
Renner.
Jeremy Renner, I believe, is it's is it a Bullseye? Is it Hawkeye? Is it it's the Archer from the Avengers series of movies, the new Marvel movies.
Okay.
He's the guy who played that. He is in a movie called Kill the Messenger, which is about Gary Webb.
Oh.
So apparently there's, and it looks like a pretty good suspense.
Is this new? Is it like
2014? So okay. Not really, but not.
I still
old
haven't
either.
Even seen the Julian Assange movie. I've heard that one's really good.
I haven't
good
seen
too
it either. That's horrible.
Yeah, I've heard that one's good.
Yeah.
So, Dave, so we were just saying this off the air. It's like this has happened to absolutely everybody who's been on this show for some amount of time. Is we've all fallen for some form of, you know, what they're now calling fake news. And this, even though, and Johnson, you pointed out correctly here that even though the site calls itself a satire site,
yeah,
it's not writing funny articles in every case. There may be right some that are more entertaining than others. Some of them just sound believable. And so I actually searched the site. The site is worldnewsdailyreport.com. It's intended to sound like World News Daily, which is a conservative-leaning news and opinion site that has been around for quite a long time. And so they just added the word report to it, and it sounds similar enough, right? Like World News Daily, World News Daily Report. You know, somebody who's not paying attention is going to see this, and they're going to think it's real. Plus, it's presented as though it is real. Here's another headline from them. Two CIA agents arrested by Minutemen while crossing Mexican border with 1,300 pounds of cocaine. And then it's got like a picture of what appear to be, you know, the Minuteman type of guys with machine guns and fatigues and things like that on.
Some people say that there is an element of truth to every joke.
That's right.
And the thing is that these articles, that although these articles might be satirical, and I guess they got, oh, you got
me good, guys. These are just straight up fake.
But they may be fake, but that doesn't change, you know, that doesn't change my message or the idea that I feel like this is a majorly important subject. And
well, that's why we're going to continue talking about it.
This is important, and it doesn't change, like, my experience doesn't change anything about my perception that these guys don't want to stop the drugs, that they're involved in the way that they're profiting from it. And I don't mean, like, Captain Clink and Sergeant, you know, Bilko. I'm talking about, like, people like the Bush family or people higher than
that. High ups.
The high up, you know, are making lots of money off this, and they killed a lot of people to protect it.
And the problem with this is, too, with this fake news kind of stuff, is that you can't, it's not easy to spot either, because you can't necessarily just trust sites like Fact Check or PolitiFact or Snopes, because every single one of these sites has a bias. You know, so while some of them might be say, oh, well, you know, what is it? WorldDailyNewsReport.com is going to be fake news, or The Onion, they're going to point out The Onion is fake news.
Yeah.
You know, some of them might point that out, and then they're not going to say that this, you know, obviously fake story from, say, CNN, which is an outright lie. They're not going to point that out. You know?
Yeah. You've got to be careful.
Those happen too.
Right. You've got to be careful believing something just because it's written on a mainstream site. A lot of times those reporters get the story wrong, but in many cases, you do get sometimes more than one source for similar stories. You can look over and find out what RT is saying, which is Russia Today, the Russian government's propaganda arm.
You kind of have to, if you want to read the news, you have to read a source that's on the left, obviously on the left, a source that's obviously on the right, and at least one or two international sources when you're looking through news to get a full picture, and then you still have to make your own decision.
It's true.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I was looking at, like, I looked at Fox News, and I looked at CNN, just to kind of see what type of things that they were putting on their website, what things they were showing. And I thought it was really telling about what society really cares about. Because, you know, like, key headlines were about, what's the woman's name, in this, you know, there used to be the show of Married with Children, you know, that guy.
Roseanne Barr.
No, not Roseanne Barr. Really good looking woman.
Oh, Married with Children.
Peggy. It's the character's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy that was the husband, well, he's in a new show now, and in that show, he's married to this sort of Hispanic woman who's really good looking. Anyway, so that, hey, I forget her name, whatever. And they say, look at her bikini on the beach. She's not afraid with her husband to show.
This
and
is CNN also, or whatever?
This was Fox or CNN, and then they also had the, you know, the other popular, just they had, it was just about
a lot of titillation.
Celebrities on the beach. Look at this.
Katie Sagal.
Yeah. Meanwhile, did you know that they killed 249,000 civilians in Afghanistan and Iraq since 2001? Well, that's civilians. That's not military. That's not contractors. That's kids and moms.
Right. Old ladies
and dads. 250,000.
So let's get into a story here, Dave, because I've got something about the CIA. Since you brought in a piece that sounded real, but turns out it wasn't, here's one that's more allegedly real from The Intercept. Okay, The Intercept is a respected news website. It's pretty independent. Probably has a bit of a leftist tinge to it, but they do a lot of good research on the stuff they do. And they're actually reporting on the History Channel back in 2017, did a special about the war on drugs, and it has some allegations about the CIA's involvement. Summary from The Intercept here. It says, the core truth is the war on drugs has always been a pointless sham. For decades, the federal government has engaged in a shifting series of alliances of convenience with some of the world's largest drug cartels. So while the U.S. incarceration rate has quintupled since President Richard Nixon first declared the war on drugs in 1971, top narcotics dealers have simultaneously enjoyed protection at the highest levels of power in America. On one hand, this shouldn't be surprising. The voluminous documentation of this fact in dozens of books has long been available to anyone with curiosity and a library card. Yet somehow, despite the fact that the U.S. has no formal system of censorship, this monumental scandal has never before been presented in a comprehensive way in the medium where most Americans get their information, television. That's why the new special that were new in 2017 that History Channel had called, quote, America's War on Drugs, unquote, is a genuine milestone. They say we've recently seen how ideas that once seemed absolutely preposterous and taboo, for instance, the Catholic Church was conscientiously guarding priests who sexually abused children.
I certainly think it's interesting that they're actually having a show that sounds like something like History and not something about aliens.
Yeah, right. or that Bill Cosby may not have been the best choice for America's dad, can after years of silence finally break through into popular consciousness and exact real consequences. The series could be a watershed in doing the same for the reality behind one of the most cynical and cruel policies in U.S. history. They then talk about the series and who are the producers. There's a bunch of footage and recreations, and they've got former DEA operatives as well as journalists and drug dealers themselves that are interviewed in this. There's no mealy-mouthed truckling about what happened. The first episode opens with the voice of Lindsay Moran, a one-time clandestine CIA officer, declaring, quote, the agency was elbow-deep with drug traffickers. Unquote. Then Richard Stratton, a marijuana smuggler turned writer and television producer, explains, quote, most Americans would be utterly shocked if they knew the depth of involvement that the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, has had in the international drug trade. Unquote. So that's a little bit to tantalize you here. There's a little bit more that we'll share, and obviously a lot more, I imagine, in this series from the History Channel called America's War on Drugs. We'll continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts on government involvement on both sides of this war, the supply side and the busts and the jailings. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, if you're into freedom, like we are, and you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you really ought to go and check out liberty.menu. It is a great tool for the liberty community to allow you to list the things that you are involved in. So, like a business that might be yours, or maybe an event that you are helping to promote, or the digital content that you create. There's categories for all those things and a nice, easy-to-look-at map where you can see where liberty-friendly businesses are all around the planet at liberty.menu. And it's free to use the site, so why not? I mean, unless you don't want people to know that you care about freedom, unless you don't want people to find your business, get on over to liberty.menu. And get your stuff listed there. It's free. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge if you'd like at liberty.menu. So, more of theintercept.com. Dave, you brought up a really important idea here tonight, and one that honestly doesn't get a whole lot of news coverage in general, that the U.S. government has some level of involvement, maybe large, in the world of illegal drug distribution, either protecting the drug dealers that are, you know, at the highest levels, or actually doing the importing themselves. This is an important thing to talk about.
This is very important. I mean, aside from whether the CIA or what agency, I don't want to necessarily pigeonhole who's transporting the drugs. But here's a couple things that I think you can believe that we could assume. First, you can't go to Afghanistan to tourist. Like, if you wanted to just visit. So, like, they've successfully taken control.
You can't just buy a Delta ticket.
That's right. You can't just go there. They've taken control of that country. You can go online, you can Google, and you'll see lots of pictures of fields. And I personally, like, I've seen them. I've looked at this and been shocked by it. Now, here's another piece of information that you could just Google, and this kind of adds, it paints this picture. So, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has the article titled, Today's Heroin Epidemic. More people at risk, multiple drugs abused. Let me go on to read overview. It says, heroin use has increased across the United States among men and women, most age groups, and all income levels. Now, I'll go a few sentences further. What?
It's big, especially here in New Hampshire. There's a big problem with heroin use.
Yeah. Now, it goes on to say, between 2002 and 2013, the rate of heroin-related overdose deaths nearly quadrupled. Mm. Let me tell you why I think those dates are really noteworthy. 2002. Didn't the United States invade Afghanistan in 2001?
Yeah. If not, early 2002, somewhere in that range.
And, of course, you know, they had the 9/11. They found a reason. I mean, like, if you believe that story or not, that's another separate issue. But 2001, United States starts sending folks out there and starts making a big infill, 2002. And then, just so coincidentally, that when the United States occupies Afghanistan, the rate of heroin-related overdose deaths starts increasing to where it quadruples by 2013.
Well, they say correlation is not causation, but it is interesting nonetheless.
I think this is pretty interesting.
Things that make you go,
Like, is it possible that Afghanistan is producing a lot more heroin now than it was before?
With the assistance of?
Well, with the assistance of protection. Here's another piece of information that a lot of people have told me, and I found several different articles that have indicated that that the Taliban was actually against opium and heroin production, that they were like
too restrictive.
That they were too restrictive. Yeah. And of course, you know, the United States government had to destroy them so that way they could take that country and turn it into a giant opium poppy farm. And so, like, Afghanistan's covered in poppy plants. I remember every place we would go was poppy fields. And there was one place that had almond trees. And I slept underneath the almond trees. And then I came back to America and found out that raw almonds are, like, practically, like, illegal. And that California is allowed to call almonds raw,
but
even
no
though they're not raw, because, you know, they said, well, but they're required by law to be pasteurized for, you know, safety, because, you know, safety and everything.
Yeah, whatever.
But they're allowed to call them raw because they said, but then people won't buy our product because they want raw. Okay, well, you can lie. That way you can stay in business.
With the government,
it's basically
approval.
Like the government, you know.
Yeah. Actually, one of the stories that I threw in tonight is specifically about that.
About the almonds?
Nope. About
government food
lies? Ridiculous laws about what is allowed, you're allowed to call food. So the state of Missouri has made it completely illegal to call a veggie patty a burger.
All right, let's talk about that coming up. But I want to get through some more of the CIA stuff here, Dave, because I got more for you. From the Intercept.com story about the History Channel piece, they say New York University professor Christian Parenti tells viewers, quote, the CIA is from its very beginning collaborating with mafiosos who are involved in the drug trade because these mafiosos will serve the larger agenda of fighting communism. That was apparently the excuse. For the next 8 hours, the series sprints through the history that's largely the greatest hits of the U.S. government's partnership with heroin, hallucinogen, and cocaine dealers. That these greatest hits can fill up most of 4 2-hour-long episodes demonstrates how extraordinarily deep and ugly the story is. First, we learn about the CIA working with Florida mob boss Santo Traficante Jr. in the early 1960s. The CIA wanted Fidel Castro dead.
His name is Traficante?
That's right. And in return for Traficante's help in various assassination plots, was willing to turn a blind eye to the extensive drug trafficking by Traficante and his alleged...
like somebody who goes into, like, metal work and their last name is Smith or someone
sure.
who, you know...
Well, there's a reason they had that last name, right?
Traficante.
A lot of those old last names were what those people did.
Right. Apparently this guy traffics.
Indeed. And his Cuban exile is also protected. There's also the extremely odd tale of how the CIA imported significant amounts of LSD from its Swiss manufacturer in the hopes that it could be used for successful mind control.
Cool.
Instead, by dosing...
The Swiss are famous for, you know, chocolate and LSD.
And LSD. Instead, by dosing thousands of young volunteers, including Ken Casey, Whitey Bulger, and Grateful Dead lyricist Robert Hunter, the agency accidentally helped popularize acid and generate the 1960s counterculture of psychedelia. I didn't know that. During the Vietnam War, the U.S. allied with anti-communist forces in Laos. that leveraged our support to become some of the largest suppliers of opium on Earth. Air America. Heard of that movie? Mm-hmm. A CIA front flew supplies for the guerrillas into Laos and then flew drugs out, all with the knowledge and protection of U.S. operatives. The same dynamic developed in the 1980s as the Reagan administration. Remember the Just Say No? Nancy Reagan, she came up with that.
Yeah.
The Just Say No thing. The slogan. That tried to overthrow the Sandinista government of Nicaragua.
I'm just thinking Ron was like, just say what?
The planes that... Because he was losing his mind?
Sorry.
The planes that secretly brought arms to the Contras turned around and brought cocaine back to America, shielded again from U.S. law enforcement by the CIA. Most recently, there's our 16-year-long war in Afghanistan. While less has been uncovered about the CIA's machinations there, it's not hard to notice that they installed Hamid Karzai as president while his brother apparently was on the CIA payroll, and simultaneously one of the country's biggest opium dealers. Afghanistan now supplies about 90% of the world's heroin. To its credit, the series makes clear this isn't part of a secret government plot to turn Americans into drug addicts, but as Moran puts it, quote, when the CIA is focused on a mission, on a particular end, they're not going to sit down and pontificate about what are the long-term global consequences of our actions going to be. Winning their secret wars will always be their top priority, and if that requires cooperation with drug cartels that are flooding the U.S. with their product, so be it. A lot of these patterns have the same origins in the 1960s become cyclical. Those relationships develop again and again throughout the war on drugs. So, I mean, this sounds like a almost exhaustive series of 8 hours of allegations surrounding the U.S. government, the CIA, others, the military, for instance, in, you know, smuggling drugs.
Let me just make it really easy for the listeners here. The drug war is fake. It's fake.
Well, it's a real thing that's putting people in prison.
Oh yeah. It's a war on freedom.
They don't want to win it, though.
They don't want to win it. They don't want to stop the drugs. They're behind the drugs. And another thing that was... Oh, and I guess we're coming.
We can continue here in moments. And also, Johnson, you've got a story about the food thing, so we should get into that. Food, was it labeling rules?
Yeah. Well, naming rules.
Right, naming, labeling, etc. Plus, the man who's facing the loss of his house by a government gang in Florida. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can on Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.